to the Squadcast, the official podcast of Glasgow Warriors. We have no new episode this week, but we will be back for the big South African doubleheader coming up next week when we take on the Vodacom Bulls at Loftus Versfeld next Saturday, 1 p.m. UK kickoff, live on Premier Sports. In the meantime, here's a selection of the best bits from Season 2 so far, including some recent episodes, just to tide you over until we're back. Until the next time, enjoy the episode.
Right, who would be on your Glasgow Warriors Mount Rushmore from Andrew?
Yeah, this is sparked by you nominating about 12 different people to be a statue outside the stadium. Yeah. So we're expanding that.
I mean, is this four greatest Warriors all times. Of all time? Yeah.
Jeez.
Somewhat less practical to put outside Scotland than a statue, but also better for the indecisive amongst us.
I'm sure you could AI some sort of...
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Make a big poster or something, stick on the wall.
Have you seen the URC's AI work ahead of the Six Nations games this weekend?
No.
Oh, go and have a look at it.
It's
interesting.
Okay.
We love the guys at the URC. If you happen to be listening, we love you.
When they put Josh McKay as the Hobbit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
AI Hobbit.
Yeah.
It's a tough one. Tough one to take. Right, so Mount Rushmore. Jeez. You could go with so many players.
Yeah. There's too many to pick from.
So you're doing, this is probably where you go. Do you want to do two forwards, two backs? Do you want to do like players you've
is
played with, players against? Could be however you want to do it.
How many Warriors are there?
359, as it stands.
I reckon like Wilson. I'd probably say like from guys that I know that I've actually met.
Yeah.
I'd probably go like Rob Harley.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wilson. Probably Nico Metawalu.
They're my three.
Horn, I'd say.
That is a strong four.
That's a very strong four.
They all encapture different aspects of Glasgow.
I also feel like if you put those four on a Mount Rushmore style things, you'd get Rob and Pete doing like the sort of classic sort of hero pose. And then I've no idea what you'd get from Wilson and Nico, but it would be...
They'd be like in the middle.
Yeah, it'd be just chaos.
That is a great four. I don't think I could argue with that.
Any changes?
No, well, your first three,
I
was nailed down.
Yeah.
And then Horney as well. Get merch up there.
Make it a 15 for merch.
Yeah. But there actually is too many to pick from.
There's a lot of choices, and I think everybody's going to have their own opinions.
The Centurions as well.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, wild. But good four. Strong four.
DTH as well.
DTH.
Tommy. We could go all day, couldn't we?
We could go all day. Finn, yeah.
Yeah.
A few others. Xander for you, Murphy.
Sione Vailanu.
Vailanu. Big Z.
Cole Forbes.
He'd take up the whole mountain.
Cole Forbes.
Colin.
Hey, Cole, if you're listening.
Hey, he's doing well, isn't he?
He is doing well, yeah. Landed on his feet,
a few
down
games to the Blues.
Yeah.
When I watched some of the games, and they're over in Japan for preseason. He was carving up, so
nice.
It's good to see.
Speak to him often?
Yeah, pretty often, eh? Catch up over the old Snapchat.
Nice. Speaking of old Warriors, saw Sammy J was in the building yesterday.
Oh, was he really?
He's got some time off and was coming in to do a little bit of rehab and recovery. Once a Warrior, always a Warrior.
Yeah.
So speaking of guys that have been flying, he's been sorting well for Brieve at the start of this season.
Yeah. Speaking of other players, Seba was over at visiting Domingo at the weekend.
Nice.
Watched the 15-all draw, he said, in the pouring rain.
Yep.
He's all missing us, so thanks to Mingy.
Yes. Every time I see highlights from Domingo and Oina, it does just seem to be raining. So I wonder if Oina is just like the Glasgow of France.
Must be. Well, he's used to it now.
Yeah, he's very used to it now.
It's tough one. Go to France and it's just raining.
It's not what he signed up for.
No.
Okay, so next question comes from our usual supply of questions.
Rory.
How are you, Rory? Good to hear from you. You're actually a very apt person to get this one, Jamie. Inspired by...
About being small.
It's inspired by seeing Wee Nons in the back row against Wales. Who would you play where in an out-of-position Glasgow Warriors 15? Now, you can't pick Murphy at fly half.
1 to 15 or just like...
Well, I think we'll just pick one person you'd want to see in a different position.
Cool.
But we might recycle this question a few times and see how we get a team going forward. So obviously, Jamie, you've got a bit of experience for playing quote-unquote out of position in the last couple of years.
Yeah, the backs have become a bit accustomed to covering a couple of positions with the 6-2, which is... So I don't know if I can count myself as out of position on the wing now. But
you are a winger.
Trying to think. If we're going to go something, say a forward in the backs or a back in the forwards.
It's happened.
I think one of the... Who's a good shout?
Demo at centre.
Yeah. Demo would be a good centre.
12 or 13?
12. Yeah. In 13 in attack, 12 in defence. If you can do that.
Nice.
I'd still love to see... Who's a quick prop? Dele's a quick prop. I'll give him that. Yeah. Dele in the wing.
All right, come on. I think there's maybe a few ahead of the queue in the forwards. We've had a few. Tom Gordon played centre.
Screamer.
Oh, for yeah. The Vipers, the A team against Stirling in last year's Super Series. And if you've not seen, he did score a worldie, didn't he?
It was
he?
Superb.
If you've yeah. not, we can. Did he I don't know if he can be linked.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or did he just break the line then?
It was, both, yeah. It is still available on our Instagram if you feel like scrolling back through our Reels history. Have a watch at some others as well because it gives us good viewers. But yeah, no, he's an absolute screamer. You're 100% correct. I'm pretty sure he chips over the top of his own brother as well at one point, which is...
That's one now.
Bragging rights.
Yeah,
bragging rights. Crazy.
Yeah, Tom Gordon's a good show, actually. Murphy, you got up. You've said Dele in the way.
If I had to be serious... I reckon Stafford McDowell at second row could do a good job.
Yeah. We've already thrown him up in the lineup a few times.
Well,
so, yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't think he'll be very happy with you about that.
No, not at all, but he'd do a good job. If we're seriously struggling.
What if the
six-two lengthy,
breaking,
isn't he?
Yeah, if the 6-2 was breaking down hard and we lost all four of the second rows and probably some of the back rows.
Stick him in the boiler room.
Because Staff has scrummaged before.
Yep.
Zebre, last season he was on. He was behind me at flanker, though.
What about the man to your left here? If he's packing down in the forwards, where are you picking him?
That's tough.
Don't worry, Jamie. I'm not going to ask you where you're picking Murphy in the box.
Dobie doesn't have the heart and desire to play in the front row.
That's...
And obviously lacking the strength, size, power. I mean, what else, the looks, the charisma. So I'm going to have to say, just chuck him at six, just hide him out of the way.
So rich. I don't know.
Me in the back line, where would you put me? I'm exposed every single place, so...
Blindside wing off.
Damage limitations here. Hide you. What about me at blindside wing last time?
I wasn't out in the training park. He hasn't stopped talking about it, so...
Should have seen me closing that door, and what's that thing you do?
What, the pendulum?
Is it a pendulum? I thought
backfield
we don't,
pendulum.
I thought that's like a thing of the past.
Yeah, well, that's not exactly what we run, but
yeah, pretty much. I had it nailed. March is coming up to me with clips afterwards, saying, "Well done."
So you're angling for a spot in the 2 on the 6-2 bench rather than the 6.
I'm angling a spot at 11 or 14. Thanks, Chris. not the 2 on the bench.
Fair news. Get there. On that note. After you, right?
Go on. Take
have
a
rummage.
Dive.
It'll probably won't be picked out last week. I haven't filtered them this week. I won't lie.
What teammate do you think could also be pro in another sport?
Oh, we haven't had that one for a while, actually.
That's a great question.
There we go.
Go on.
Any decent football players in there, maybe?
If you ask Johnny Matthews, Johnny.
Yeah, Johnny would probably think he'll be up there. Everton striker.
Yeah, they could probably do with one before. Yeah. I can see if they've done it.
I don't know. Is there not a few boys that play cricket and stuff? You know, one of those, Murph?
Not really, no. Is there many boys that play cricket?
We do play
a bit of cricket in the on the track every now and again.
Yeah.
Tell you who could probably be a fairly handy cricketer if given the opportunity.
Who?
Franco.
Oh, well, that was pre-season. We'd play like cricket and he'd always have a go.
Yeah.
But if I had to go... Yeah, staying over golf is my obvious pick.
Yeah.
But if we had to go a little bit different, trying to think, Richie Gray on the bike in the velodrome.
Okay, that's not where I thought you were going with that. Fair enough. Yeah.
He sprint cycling, he on the watt bike is ridiculous.
He's got a lot of leg power to go there.
Yeah.
The length of limb he has.
I remember we were doing like the Tour de Glasgow, we called it, and it was like you had to do a kilometre at a time as fast as you can or something along those lines. He was consistently hitting like 1 kilometre splits under a minute. which if you go on the watt bike and try to hit 1K under a minute, it's tough.
I mean, I try to avoid watt bikes, yeah, to be honest. Just as a general rule of thumb.
Yeah, so yeah. I'd go Richie Gray on the Velodrome.
Fair.
Alex Samuel, basketball. I believe he had a bit of a career before rugby. Yeah. Yeah. Go on his Facebook, you see a couple of profile pictures.
All right, we'll go and hunt that down.
Definitely worth a look.
Yeah, I heard you had to pick. I heard you had to pick a route. It was either one or the other.
Yeah.
Basketball or rugby.
Yeah. Fair enough. Anybody for the, well, the other one that we throw in there just because I see him around all the time and it's topical at the minute from Mr. Reece Zammit, Jack Dempsey.
Oh, yeah, Demo. Yeah,
Demo loves a bit of an NFL.
Yeah.
Chuck around.
Be interesting to see how it. There you go.
Yeah, for any NFL franchises that happen to be listening to the Squadcast, hands off, he's ours. That's not gonna happen.
What other sports could there be?
Any good badminton players, tennis players?
Well, you could. I'm sure George Horn would be a professional at something.
George and George racket Horn. Sports usually is a pretty solid bit.
Tennis. Yeah. Adobe tennis, sorry.
Adobe at tennis is good.
He was a very, very good tennis player when he was younger, apparently. From what I've seen.
Yeah.
What
about yourselves? You've got a particular. If you were going pro at another sport, any choices? Or are you rugby and that's it?
I don't know if it's a pro sport, but clay pigeon shooting. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no, my mum, she shot clay pigeons for Scotland and Great Britain. So
nice.
She'd probably coach me.
There we go. Well, the Olympics is in Paris in, what, you know, 3 months?
We've got
time, yeah.
Yeah, if we've got time.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, go for something like that, I reckon.
Nice.
Bring the shotgun up to training.
There we go. I mean, yeah. I'm not sure how the residents
of
Scotland would
be. Pigeons are in here.
Yeah, there was a pigeon in there.
There was a pigeon in the concourse.
The concourse.
Yeah, probably heard that you were around. It was looking fairly worried for himself there, Gregor.
Yeah.
Which player is first up on the dance floor on a night out,
and why is it Murphy Walker?
No, it's not Murphy Walker. It ain't me.
You?
No, it ain't me.
All right. If he's in the right mood, George Horn does like to dance. If he's maybe got the right amount of alcohol in him, then he will have a dance.
That doesn't surprise me, to be honest.
I've forgotten the word.
Outgoing?
No. Like talking about this question now because we've got a team social at the
appropriate
weekend. Yeah, it's a very appropriate question. We've got a team social at the weekend.
Team gathering.
Yes. Just a couple of iron brews and other soft drinks.
Indeed. Good choice of drink they're giving the sponsor of ours as well, so well done.
So if you're about Glasgow and you see some of us, don't approach us. And look for Gog on the dance floor.
Yeah.
What was, speak to us, Dublin.
Yeah.
You were obviously, they're obviously the Six Nations closing night. Was there any, who was first up for that?
I don't know, it's obviously always a weird one, like going out after you've not won a game, but obviously it's the end of a tournament and boys have been working really hard for 8 weeks, been away from their families and stuff, and it was obviously a chance for boys to relax a little bit. So we had a few beers in the changing room and then we went to a function in Dublin at a hotel. I'm not going to do any plugs.
No, that's fair.
we went to a function with the Ireland team were there as well and obviously sponsors and stuff like that, and we had a few drinks. It was a free bar, which was obviously a really nice touch.
Handy.
And then we went to some club called House.
Lovely.
Which I thought it would just be called House because of house music, but it was actually decorated as someone's house.
Oh, nice.
So the room we were in was like being in someone's living room, like being at like a house party when you were younger. But you were in a nightclub in Dublin.
That's quite cool.
Yeah,
concept.
Which was obviously quite cool. And then I came home from there. We were actually stayed quite far out of Dublin, so a little bit of an effort to get home, but it was definitely worth it. But yeah, Gog was on the dance floor. I think I saw Steno up there, Hugh Jones, loves a dance as well. So yeah, they were all there. I don't want to comment on the quality of the dancing, but
we won't make
yeah,
you.
No, it was a good night.
Talk about as well. Rewind just a wee bit. I'm assuming which part of this night did you sing your Scotland song? Because I've read your article this week where you're talking
about it. I did it the day before.
Yeah, that was the day before.
Yeah.
What did you go for?
Ain't No Mountain High Enough.
Nice. So classic.
I need to learn a new one because it's kind of the only one I know.
Did you not sing that on your debut as well?
Yeah. Well, I was going to sing, if anyone's seen the movie Anyone But You, the song Unwritten has made a massive comeback into the charts. And I was thinking,
you hit those high notes?
Not here. And I was thinking, if I do have to sing a song, I should learn a new one. So I spent a bit of time learning that. And then Gog had to sing Against Italy and he sang it. And I thought, I can't sing it the same song, so I kind of ruined that, and then I just panicked and went back to Ain't No Mountain High Enough. Lauren was trying to get me to sing Party in the USA by Miley Cyrus, which I think could be one if I have to sing again. Yeah,
sometimes the singing the songs is more daunting than actually
I was
playing.
About to say that. So that it's after Cap's run on the bus, so it was me and Xander had to sing. Xander for being the most Cap prop.
Yeah.
And I was probably, it sounds bad, but I was probably just as nervous, if not more nervous for that than the game.
Yeah.
At that point, like, I felt a bit sick in my stomach and I was sitting on the bus. It was a 40-minute bus journey and they made me wait 25 minutes at the front, sitting down before Blair came up and eventually got me to sing. So once I'd done that, I was felt a lot better and I could eat and stuff again.
Yeah.
Shuggy started booing me. He claims he doesn't, but I saw him booing me. Don't know why.
Centered disharmony.
Yeah.
No, it's so true. It's just so nerve-wracking.
We were talking about this. This is such a weird thing that you can go into a stadium the next day and play in front of 52,000 people and you get nervous, but like once you're playing, you're fine and everyone's watching you. Or you play here at Scotstoun in front of 7,500 people and everyone's watching you. But if you're asked to sing a song in front of 40 of your mates, it's just, you're absolutely petrified. You're shaking, you're sweating. You forget all the words. It's just a really daunting experience.
No, I can imagine that somehow.
Character building.
Character building or something.
Number four, five.
I was just going to let you finish with four, to be honest, because that was quite angelic voice. There. it's question four. You're good. High notes.
Who do you reckon would cry at a sad movie? Also, have you ever cried at a sad movie? This is time to out yourself.
And if so, which movie? We will judge.
I want to say I have at some point, but I can't currently think that I have. I can't currently think of the movie which I did cry at. I think it would be more like the time rather than the actual movie itself, you know?
So it's probably Marley and Me, it's fine.
But, that would be completely would be acceptable. But if I was thinking of someone that would, I'm going to go Duncan Munn. I would say he's someone that's in touch with his emotions.
A fairly sensitive boy, I would say, It's probably fair enough.
You know, nothing wrong with it, it's, you know. But I'm going to say him, I think. I can see that.
Fair it is. Murphy? I'm not asking you if you've cried at a sad movie. I'm just assuming you have at this point.
Yeah. There's an obvious one for me. I've experienced it a few times. Might have giggled at it a few times, which is probably bad. I feel bad now. But Angus Fraser. Him.
The nod of approval from Max in the site. You could break the sound barrier with that nod.
Get a sad... Or anything to... Especially with like Marley and Me. Get a movie where a dog dies or like an animal dies that they're really connected to and it's game over. I think Gus's cat, well, when we stayed together, I think it was three separate occasions where he was shedding tear. I couldn't help but laugh, which seems terrible because it's like that question that was asked last week, who would laugh in a serious situation?
Yeah.
Like, that's not a serious situation, but it's not a situation where you laugh at, but it's honest. It's one of those ones where it's slightly awkward, but slightly funny, and I just can't hold it in.
Yeah, I would say that's fair.
But Gus is he's soft at heart. We also found out that he's recently got a new nickname. Well, not recently, I'd say, but it's getting used more often. And Angus Fraser is also referred to as Angie Pangy by his other
half. Excuse me? He's going to love you for this.
Yep. So a few of the boys already know. I think Ollie Smith was the first one to discover it by accident when he got caught. Well, when he got Gus caught here. Like, what am I saying? I'm having a stroke. Anyway, Ollie was the first one to discover it when he caught Jenny calling Gus it. And it's now stuck. So Angie Pangy to cry at sad films is the one.
Max, any embarrassing nicknames you want to share before Murphy decides to out them for you as well?
Even if I had any embarrassing nicknames, they certainly wouldn't be coming out.
They will be taken to the grave.
Yes, certainly.
That's fair.
Speaking of nicknames, I remember this isn't really a nickname, but when Maxie first joined, I was worried for my credentials here. Max Williamson, Murphy Walker, the MW on kit. Because I was worried I'd be the OG MW, and I was worried that he was going to take it and we start mixing kit. But what do you go by? Because I've still got MW in my kit.
Yeah, the first couple of years I was here, I got Max, M-A-X, which I actually quite liked. And then
because it's your name.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean,
I don't do that.
Yeah, exactly. But now I got MMW. So
oh, my middle name. Mike. Wait.
Oh,
oh, I was going to guess it.
Giving the game away.
What'd you say?
Well,
Mike.
Michael. Yeah.
Michael. Max. Mike Williamson.
Yeah. So I'm MMW.
Nice. Yeah, because I keep the MW because I was first. Does that make you jealous at all, or is it?
Nope.
It must hurt. It must has to hurt.
I prefer MMW, if anything. MW is a bit...
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
Because there's time where, obviously, on the physio board, they'll have to put in like initials for who's coming in for certain appointments and stuff.
I'll give it to you, actually, because they don't put MMW, they put M Will instead. So exactly. It's actually starting to get a bit confusing. I don't know what I'm meant to go by. But
so MW is OG, and obviously... I've taken that crown just now, so Matt, you're going to have to wait a while, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
Well, we've had position hate on the squadcast a few times. I don't think we've ever had initial hate, so shall we move on while this remains relatively civil?
Yeah, well, just laying down the law here, Craig. All right, someone's got to do it.